When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We have a real treat for you tonight. Award-winning American singer, songwriter, record producer, actor, record executive, Smokey Robinson with us. Smokey was the founder and the frontman of the Motown vocal group The Miracles, was also the chief songwriter and producer for them. He has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Songwriters Hall of Fame as well. Bob Dylan, the great singer, once said that Smokey is America's greatest living poet, and that is definitely true. Smokey, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
No, it's good to be here, George. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You have touched the live of so many people in your history. I can't tell you how you've done it for me was when I was growing up listening to your music with Smokey and the Miracles. Just fantastic. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you, man. And I tell people all the time when they tell me stuff like that, I could not have done it without people like you. You know, I thank you for that because, you know, without I try to tell people that who come into show business and think, well, they started it or something like that. That's so stupid. And those who shun their fans and don't want to sign autographs or take pictures or whatever that is when they can, you know, it's just a crazy thing because without those people, you wouldn't have a career. So I thank you for my career and people, all those people out there listening, all my fans, and all the people who have made this possible for me.
What's really cool is you were born in Detroit, and so was I.
Yeah, see?
We maybe ran into each other. We never know.
Yeah.
What a great thing. They've really built up that city now, too. It's really something.
Well, downtown. Yeah. You know, they built up the downtown, George. I'm still, you know, concerned about the inner city.
Yeah.
The inner city is still in havoc, you know, so I hope that eventually they get to that.
Tonight we're going to tell you about Smokey's new CD. We're going to tell you about his new tour that he has all around partially the areas of the country. And this is, but let's go back to the beginning. You're born William Robinson Jr., but your uncle gave you the name Smokey Joe because you liked cowboy and Western movies and TV shows.
Yes, and when I was about 3 or 4 years old, you know, he used to always take me to see cowboy movies, and I loved cowboys, especially the ones who sang, like Roy Rogers and Gene Autry.
Sure.
And those guys. Yeah, you know. So he gave me a cowboy name, which was Smokey Joe. And like I said, I'm only 3 or 4 years old, and when people ask me what my name was, I told them Smokey Joe because that was my cowboy name. And that lasted till I got to be about 12, and then they dropped the Joe off, and I just became Smokey.
Okay. Yeah. Did you sing always as a kid?
I can't remember. I don't remember ever not singing, you know, in my life. Since I could talk, I think I was singing. You know? So, no, I don't remember ever not singing.
You live next to the late legendary Aretha Franklin. You used to hear her sing as a little girl.
Oh, yeah. I've known Aretha since she was 5 years old.
That's amazing.
So, and she was singing damn near like she was singing when she was grown, when she was five, and playing the piano almost like that,
too. She was good then, right?
Oh, yeah. She was awesome. You know, she's just one of those talents who just was born with it. And so, yeah, she was one of my closest friends.
I have heard a story that when you walked into Berry Gordy's place, which was not Motown Records at the time, it was like Templa or something like that, that you had a list of songs that you had written, like 100 songs, and that blew his mind. He was very impressed with that. Is that a true story?
Well, what happens with that is the fact that the Miracles and I, we weren't called the Miracles then. We didn't actually get the name the Miracles until after we had recorded our first record.
You were the Chimes, right?
Yeah, we were the Matadors.
The Matadors.
We were the Chimes at first.
And then we switched another name.
And then
name,
we evolved into the Matadors. So Jackie Wilson was my favorite singing idol as a kid growing up. Jackie Wilson was also from Detroit, and you're a Detroiter, so you know that.
Yeah.
But he was my favorite singer at that time, and I had all of his records. And when I buy music, even today, I want to know who wrote those songs, who wrote this music, who created this music that this person is playing or singing. And I had all of Jackie's records, and Berry Gordy was the one who was writing all of his songs. So anyway... my group and I got a chance to go audition for Jackie Wilson's managers. And we had a girl with us at the time. My ex-wife, Claudette, was with us at the time. And we were all teenagers. And so we figured that when we went there, we would sing 5 songs that I had written rather than singing some stuff that was currently popular by other artists, which we did. And when we had finished with our audition, Jackie Wilson's managers and his A&R man said, well, you know, we can't use you. We thought by us having our own material, they would say, oh, well, these kids got their own material. This is great. We'll definitely sign them. But it was just
exactly
the opposite. They said, we can't use you because you got a girl in your group and you're singing high and there's already the Platters. And we're not going to try to outdo the Platters with a group of the same makeup. So you guys will probably never make it unless you change your format. And we were very dejected. However, at that audition, there was a young man sitting there, and I thought he was waiting to audition next. Turns out he was Berry Gordy. And he liked a couple of my songs, so he came out afterwards and met us in the hallway and, you know, said he'd liked a couple of my songs. And he made the mistake of asking me, did I have any more songs, you know? And I did. I had a loose-leaf notebook full of about 100 songs that I've been writing throughout my school years. So he takes me to the side in his little room, and I sang some songs that I had written to him, about 15 songs, and he never said, okay, I'm tired or any of that. He just listened to them and critiqued all of them.
He loved them.
No, he didn't love them.
He didn't love them.
No, he did not love them. He didn't love them. He critiqued them because Barry's, you know, he's very critical when it comes to music.
Right.
So, no, he didn't love them at all because in those days, I could always rhyme stuff. I could rhyme stuff sometime I was 3 years old. I could write little poems and rhymes and stuff like that, you know. But my songs would be 3 or 4 songs in one song because my first verse would be all rhymed up great, but it had nothing to do with my second verse, you know, and it was so on and so forth. So Barry was pointing that kind of stuff out to me, and he became my songwriting mentor, really.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of 1 pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
You know,
but he must have seen some talent in you.
Sir. Well, he said he did. Something. He said he loved the fact that every song that he critiqued and tore down, I came with another one, and I was trying to impress him. He could not discourage me. He said he loved that. In the meantime, I'm loving the fact that he's listening to my songs, and he's not saying, well, I got to go, you know, that's enough, man, or any of that. He's, every song I wanted to sing, he heard it. But he said he loved the fact that I didn't give up. So he started to mentor me on writing my songs and making them one idea, you know, from the beginning to the middle to the ending. It was one idea. And so, you know, we became really, really best friends. And about a year or so, a year and a half after that, he started Motown because none of the companies that he was putting us with was really paying us anyway. You know, so
right.
So he started Motown. We got a check from a guy in New York for the artist royalties. We had four sides with them, and for the artist royalties and the producers' royalties and the publishing and the art and the writing royalties, all those royalties, he sent me a check for $3.19. So Bear framed it. And that and right after that he started Motown, and that was sort of like inspirational, I guess.
Was one of your first songs a song called Got a Job?
That was the very first record that we ever recorded as the Miracles, because at the time, a group called The Silhouettes had the number one record in the world, a record called Get a Job.
Uh-huh.
And,
that's right.
That, you know, Barry had told me to listen to the radio or whatever. So one day I'm at home and I'm looking at American Bandstand, and Dick Clark is giving The Silhouettes a gold record for Get a Job. And, you know, this, I said, Get a Job. Wow, that's great. You know, I'm going to write a song called Got a Job. Which I did, and I was very excited about it. And I went and I showed it to Barry, and he was very excited about it. So it became our first recording as The Miracles.
And then you had a hit single called Shop Around, which for Motown went over a million sellers, wasn't it?
Well, Shop Around was the first million seller for Motown. It was a song I had actually written. We had an artist named Barrett Strong, and Barrett Strong had a hit record called Money, That's What I Want. The best things in life are free.
Great song.
Yeah, so Barry wanted me to do an album on Barrett. And I'm thinking about, you know, he's got this song, Money, That's What I Want. What do you do with money? You shop. So I wrote Shop Around actually for him. And Shop Around was one of those songs that just flowed out. And the songs take different times to create them. But Shop Around was, I wrote that probably about 25 or 30 minutes, the whole song. It was, you know. And it just flowed out, and I was very excited about it. I went and showed it to Barry for Barrett, and Barry said, well, no, I like the way you sound on this. I like your voice on this, man, so I want you to sing this. So we went through a half hour of no Barrett. You know, finally he said, hey, man, I want you to go in the studio and just record this on you and the Miracles, which I did. And Barrett Strong was a bluesy singer. So I, when I recorded it, the Chaparral on The Miracles of Me, I recorded it bluesy. And, you know, just because you become a young man, piano, blah, 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 all those blues riffs and stuff. And that's how I recorded it. So we put the record out. Record's been out at least 2 weeks. One morning, my phone rings at 3 o'clock in the morning. And the record's been on the radio for 2 weeks or more.
Wow.
And so my phone rings 3 o'clock in the morning. And I pick up the phone and say, hello. And the voice says, hey, man, it's me. And I know it was Barry. I said, yeah, man, I recognize your voice. What do you want, man? He said, what are you doing? I said, what am I doing, man? I'm asleep. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, well, Chaparral won't let me sleep. I said, what do you mean it won't let you sleep? He said, you gave it the wrong treatment. He said, I'm going to re-record it, and I'm going to change the beat. I'm going to change the sound. I'm going to change everything about it, and it's going to number one.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.